This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on Saturday for the immediate release of ousted Niger President Mohamed Bazoum and the restoration of democratic order in the country. Leaders of a coup in Niger declared a military general as head of state on Friday, saying they had ousted the president in the seventh military takeover in West and Central Africa in less than 3 years. The United States has two military bases in the country with over 1,000 soldiers and also provides hundreds of millions of dollars to Niger in security and development aid. Blinken says that support depends on democratic governance. Meantime, the European Union has cut off financial support to the country. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met a Chinese delegation which visited Pyongyang to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the end of the Korean War and vowed to develop the two countries' relations to a new high. That's what the North's state media said Saturday. The meetings took place after Chinese and Russian officials stood with Kim on Thursday as they reviewed his newest nuclear-capable missiles and attack drones at a military parade. Russia and China have opposed U.S.-led efforts to impose more sanctions on North Korea over its pursuit of ballistic missiles in recent years. At a briefing during his visit to Australia, U.S. Secretary of State Blinken says it is not a coincidence that Russia's defense minister is attending celebratory events in North Korea.
With regard to reports of the Russian defense minister in North Korea, I strongly doubt he's there on holiday. So what are we seeing? We're seeing Russia desperately looking for support, for weapons, wherever it can find them to continue to prosecute its aggression against Ukraine. And we see that in North Korea.
Four African heads of state will attend Russia's annual Navy Day parade in St. Petersburg on Sunday. That's what the Kremlin said Saturday, with five more African countries also sending other representation. African leaders pressed Putin on Friday to move ahead and renew a deal crucial to Africa on the safe export of Ukrainian grain. Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong said on Saturday the long-running case of imprisoned WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange had gone on too long and needs to be completed. Assange, an Australian citizen being held in Britain, is battling extradition to the United States, where he is wanted on 18 charges over the release of confidential U.S. military records and diplomatic cables in 2010. Members of the U.S. Congress are away for an August recess, with a potential showdown still looming over government spending. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There are new concerns there could be a partial government shutdown this fall. The Senate, led by Democrats, is mostly staying with the top-line spending levels President Biden negotiated with House Republicans this spring in the protracted debt ceiling debate. House Republicans are proposing legislation with deep cuts and with some social policy add-ons, like reducing access to abortion pills and banning federal workforce training programs that promote diversity. Congress has until October 1st to pass the spending bills needed, but the deep political divide could run down the clock. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Addressing the Iowa Republican Party's Lincoln Day dinner, former U.S. President Donald Trump says he's the front runner, and that accounts for the criminal indictments he's facing.
And by the way, if I weren't running, I would have nobody coming after me. Or if I was losing by a lot, I would have nobody coming after me.
And in other news headlines, leading Senegalese opposition politician Ousmane Sonko is arrested for allegedly stealing a gendarme's phone and posting a subversive message. A new law allowing as many as 900 alleged gang members to be tried at a time in El Salvador, where tens of thousands have been arrested in a crackdown. Well, it's alarmed justice experts and rights groups who fear it is a re-election ploy by the current president. And Canadian rapper Drake reveals that he's the buyer of a crown-shaped ring that belonged to slain hip-hop legend Tupac Shakur, which sold at an auction this week for a record $1 million. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.